This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Asai Hashimoto. I came from Japan. I like to go to a museum. I like to go to exhibitions. I love art.
Asai, have you ever been to a wedding?
Wedding?
A wedding, yeah.
Yes, I have my friend's ceremonies 5 years ago.
I'm going to play you an audio clip now. Mm-hmm. And in the clip, Helen is going to her friend's wedding tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What preparations does she have to make before she goes?
I'm going to a wedding tomorrow, so I've got a lot of things to do. My hair needs washing, the car needs cleaning, and my shoes need polishing.
Did you catch that, Asai?
My shoes polishing.
Yeah, do you know what that means, to polish your shoes?
Polish shoes, yes. It's cleaning.
Yes, basically, mm-hmm. to make something shiny.
Mm-hmm. Well, Asai, I think you gave us part of the answer there, but let's go over to our grammar expert, Catherine, to get the full answer and to find out a bit more about this week's grammar.
Hello, Asai. You were right to say that Helen's shoes need polishing, but in fact, there are three things she needs to do to prepare for the wedding. First, her hair needs washing. Second, the car needs cleaning. And finally, her shoes need polishing. We use need with an ing verb to talk about fixing or improving things. There are three parts to this structure. First, you name the thing, my hair or the car or my shoes. Then you say need or needs if the subject is he, she or it. And finally, you use a verb with ing. Listen to Helen.
I'm going to a wedding tomorrow, so I've got a lot of things to do. My hair needs washing, the car needs cleaning, and my shoes need polishing.
Now, when you use this structure, you don't have to say who's going to do the fixing or repairing or cleaning. You don't say, my hair needs cutting by the hairdresser. It's not necessary. Just say, my hair needs cutting. That's enough. Now, questions and negatives are very straightforward. Here's Helen using do to make a present simple question.
Does my hair need cutting?
And for the past?
Did my hair need cutting?
And for the future?
Will my hair need cutting?
And here are some negatives for the present, past and future.
My hair doesn't need cutting. My hair didn't need cutting. My hair won't need cutting.
Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Shall we do the grammar challenge?
Yes.
I'm going to describe a situation and I want you to give me a sentence with need plus a verb with ing. Right, Asai, I've just moved into a new house, but the walls look awful. What could you say?
The walls needs cleaning.
Yeah, the walls need cleaning. And what about if I didn't like the color of the walls?
I needed to change the color, mm-hmm. So I needed painting.
I need?
The walls need painting.
Perfect. The walls need painting. We had a party last night and there's loads of food left over. So food hasn't been eaten. What could you say?
Eating? Need? The food need eating.
Almost, yeah, almost. Because food is non-countable, so it's once more.
The food needs eating.
Yeah, Very good, very good. It's strange grammar, isn't it? Because you don't think that the food needs anything.
Yeah.
But actually, if you have too much food, the food needs eating. That's what we say.
Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Asai, maybe you can help me. Do I look okay? Or are there things about me that need doing?
Your shoes need polishing. And maybe your hair needs cutting.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Anything else?
Maybe your shirt.
What about
your shirt need changing other colors. And maybe need doing up.
Well, thank you very much for your advice. Right now, I'm off to do up my shirt and change my shirt to a different colour and polish my shoes.
BBCLearningEnglish.com